When St. Albert Chamber of Music Society presents a free concert of Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals on January 12, it will be different version from the original. Written in 1886 while holidaying at an Austrian village, Saint-Saëns opted to amuse guests and himself by composing a breezy, whimsical work. Inspired by the peculiarities of the world's creatures, he composed the Carnival of the Animals as a satire. The original is scored for two pianos and a small orchestra. The Music Society's presentation will scale back with two pianists playing one piano, and poetry recitations for a more dramatic interpretation. It could be said this performance came about through fate. The major players, Nancy Watt, Music Society Artistic Director, and her former student Justine Lai, had played together before and privately yearned to share their enjoyment of Saint-Saëns' composition. "We both wanted to play it, and when introduced to this new partnership, we really enjoyed working together," said Watt. Carnival of the Animals follows 14 mini-movements, and each one represents an animal group. Several titles are hens and roosters, swift animals, tortoises, the elephant, kangaroos, and characters with long ears, to name a few. This piece showcases how Saint-Saëns captured the character of each animal. It's a brilliant composition and technically challenging. It showcases what the piano is capable of. It has to be the entire chamber orchestra. "We are the basses, the flutes, trumpets, cello, violin, and everything in between," Watt said. In between each movement, St. Albert actor Paul Pugny will add a few embellishments, narrating short poems by Jack Prelutsky. In 1949, Ogden Nash wrote poetry geared to adults with a play on words. But some of the language didn't sit well today. In 2010, Jack wrote a new set. They're funny and short, and a nice way to introduce each movement. "I contacted Paul Pugny as narrator. He was a great pick. He's done so many children's shows." While the first set salutes Saint-Saëns, the second pays tribute to composer Marie Jaille, a contemporary of Saint-Saëns in Paris. He had great respect for her work and dedicated his first piano concerto to her. Watt and Lai are playing Jaille's 12 waltzes and finale. In her lifetime, Jaille composed about 60 pieces for piano meant to be played at salons and concerts. In 12 waltzes, she creates a full range of moods, from deep melancholy to effervescent dances to dreamy serenity. While reminiscing about the composition, Lai and Watt imagined Jaille giving a concert in St. Albert, and gave the 13 movements local designations. Several reimagined titles are Canada Day Fireworks, Sunset at Big Lake, and A Foggy Day Along the River. "Busy day at the farmer's market is quite frantic. It's fast and there's lots going on. It's busy, busy, busy. People are laughing and visiting. It's very lively," said Watt. "Walk in the Woods instead is very calm, very peaceful. It's a pretty melody and reminds us of a gentle peace." The 75-minute family-friendly program will also have a 15-minute intermission where juice and cookies will be served. Although the concert is free, donations are greatly appreciated. "I know how expensive things can be for families at this time. There are a lot of people who can't afford these kinds of events because of the cost. It's important to me that people come down and have a fun afternoon. Music is entertaining and poetry adds so much. I just want people to come and have a fun afternoon." The concert is Sunday, January 12 at 3 p.m. at St. Albert United Church.